This podcast is sponsored by Brown Church Development Group. Your facility should be a reflection of your church culture. Brown Church Development Group's network of architects understands ministry and uses cutting-edge 3D software to help bring your vision to life. Integrating with Brown Church Development Group members, consultants, and builders, they create memorable designs seamlessly aligned with your ministry and your budget. Do you need a stunning facility designed to serve your vision? Call my friends at Brown Church Development Group today at 888-879-1338. Here's the phone number again, 888-879-1338. Or find them online at churchdevelopment.net/podcast. One more time, churchdevelopment.net/podcast. Now back to our story. Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello and welcome to the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Steve Strang. This is the third of four podcasts that we did with Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, who is running for President of the United States. You know, when I was with Senator Cruz, we heard a lot about his father, who is a pastor, and who his name is Rafael Cruz, and he is quite a dynamo in his own right. And so I said to Senator Cruz, our magazine is spiritual, not political. So we want to talk about spiritual things. How did having a pastor as a father shape your worldview? Here's his answer.
Well, PKs have an interesting journey, and that ties us all together. My father didn't become a pastor until later in life. So when I was a child, he was in business. He was very involved in the church, but he didn't become a full-time pastor until I was an adult. So I didn't have the experiences of many PKs of, you know, every Sunday getting ready for the Sunday sermon. That was not my experience growing up. But I grew up in the church, and faith was and is integral to our family. You know, I've shared a number of times my personal testimony, and for me, it's a family journey. It didn't start with me. As I shared last night, when I was three, my parents and I were living up in Calgary, and neither of my parents were believers, and both of them drank far too much. And my father decided to leave us, so he left my mother and me and went back to Texas, went back to Houston. And he decided he didn't have time to be a father anymore. He didn't want to be a husband. He wanted to be on his own. And he was gone for a number of months. And when he was down in Houston, a colleague of his from the oil and gas business invited him to a Bible study. And he went, and he is described being amazed and very puzzled by the peace that everyone had at that Bible study. Everyone was facing challenges. Nobody's life was easy. One woman that he remembers to this day was a woman who described how her son would beat her to get money to buy drugs. And yet she still had this peace, what Scripture calls a peace that passes understanding, that he couldn't understand. It made no sense to him. How could she have that peace with such a terrible home life? And he began asking questions and asking more and more questions. And the couple whose home the Bible study was being held at, they said, well, our pastor's coming tomorrow night. Why don't you come back and ask him your questions? And he said, okay. And so he came back the next night, and he spent 4 or 5 hours arguing with the pastor. And my father was a young man. He was very, very bright. He was a scientist. He was an atheist. And he was convinced he knew everything. He was convinced that religion couldn't possibly be true. And so he argued with the pastor until about 11 o'clock at night. Then he asked, he said, well, what about the man in Tibet who's never heard of Jesus? And the pastor, his name was Galen Wiley. He was the pastor at Clay Road Baptist Church, which was a small church in Houston. And Brother Wiley very wisely didn't take that bait. He would have been there another 4 or 5 hours arguing. Instead, he said, Raphael, I don't know about the man in Tibet, but you've heard of Jesus. What's your excuse? And my dad has described how that hit him like a ton of bricks. And he dropped to his knees and he gave his life to Jesus. And it turned my father around. The next Sunday he went to Clay Road Baptist Church and he was baptized. And he drove to the airport and bought a ticket. And flew back to Calgary and rejoined my mother and me. And so a lot of people wonder whether faith is real. I can say in my family, if it were not for the transformative love of Jesus Christ, I would have been raised by a single mom without my dad in the house. And shortly thereafter, the three of us moved down to Houston. And that next year, my mother was saved as well. And so as a child, I grew up in the church. And then when I was 8, I went to a church summer camp at Clay Road, along with my cousin BB, who's 5 years older than I am, and is like a sister to me. And both of us became Christians at that summer camp. I was baptized that summer, and it transformed our lives. I describe one of the amazing things about the campaign is you travel around the country, you visit with people all over the place, and we had a big rally in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. A couple thousand people came out, and unbeknownst to me, Galen Wiley had retired to Tennessee and was living there, and he came to the rally. And I found out just a few minutes before the rally started, someone told me he was going to be there, and I asked him to come forward. And I hadn't seen him in 35 years. The last time I'd seen him, I was probably 10 years old. And it was an amazing and powerful moment simply to embrace him and to say thank you. Thank you for sharing the gospel on that night, April 15th, 1975, in Houston, Texas, that it transformed not only my father's life, but my mother's life and my life and the life of my wife Heidi and our children. I mean, in terms of the ripples of a pond of the generations that are impacted by sharing the good news.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed the answer. I was particularly touched by his story about Galen Wiley. And to think how this man led his father to the Lord and all the ripples that have happened since then. You know, it just makes us know that all of our lives have meaning and that we're probably doing and touching people that we don't even know the results for many years to come. We have one more podcast with our exclusive interview with Senator Ted Cruz. And we asked him about spiritual awakening. Is he believing for that? And what role does he believe that the president has in something like spiritual awakening? So tune in to our next podcast to hear his answer on the Charisma Podcast Network.
This podcast is brought to you by Brown Church Development Group. If you're in the planning stages of a new building, I highly recommend the Brown Church Development Group. You can call them at 888-879-1338 or find them online at churchdevelopment.net/podcast. You got to put the /podcast in there so they know that you've been listening to the podcast. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.